Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 854 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Tammy, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is one of my all-time favorite companies because not only have they been a long-time sponsor of this podcast, but more than that, you know, they've become an amazing resource for a lot of you. A lot of you have thanked me for sharing them and offering a 30-day free trial, and here's why. They help you automatically keep track of your expenses. You track your income. This is a bookkeeping software, right? But more than that, they also help with invoicing. So in less than 30 seconds, you can create a professional-looking invoice to bill your students or the companies that, you know, have hired you for consulting or whatever. If you do any billing of any kind, makes it very, very simple. FreshBooks is just awesome. You can check to see who opens those invoices and follow up with them. You can see who pays. Everything's just the way it should be. So if you want to check them out for 30 days for free, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right. Now here's today's question from Tammy.
Hi, Pat. This is Tammy Adams with the Local Small Business Coach Podcast, and I'm hoping you can help me out. I have just recently started my podcast, which is aimed at helping local small business owners increase their profits, boost their sales, improve their processes, and develop stronger teams. And one of my goals is to have 2 to 3 episodes a week be focused on the questions from my audience. I have already set up the SpeakPipe button and set up an email. Now, with that said, my question for you has to do with answering the questions and keeping your focus on everything that you want to say in a short and concise way. Right now, I'm writing out my answers so I don't miss anything, but I'm wondering, since you have been doing Ask Pat for a while, what system do you use when you're answering your questions? Do you write them all out like I am, or are you able to free flow it all the way and still hit all the key points that you want to hit? Do you have any advice for folks like me that are taking questions from our audience, and what is the easiest way you have found to answer on the podcast? I want to answer like I would as if you were sitting across from me, but without the person there, I have found that for some reason, my mind just goes a mile a minute and I feel rushed and I feel like I'm always forgetting stuff to say. It's weird without that immediate feedback. How do you make it seem so seamless when you're answering our questions? I appreciate you taking the time. You're awesome. Oh, by the way, since I already have a t-shirt, how about we do something fun and we give it to whoever is the 77th person to tweet out, Pat Flynn rocks. Or you can pick your favorite number. Let's just have some fun with it. Thanks again, and we all appreciate everything you do for us out here in podcast land. Tammy.
Hey, Tammy, thank you so much for the question and also offering your t-shirt here. What we're going to do is use the hashtag AskPat854 for this episode. So again, that's hashtag AskPat854. And within a week, random person who uses that hashtag is going to get selected, and we'll just do it that way. I don't want to have somebody worry about counting 77, or you know, there might be issues with time delays, or I don't know. But we'll just go hashtag AskPat854. Use that in any which way, shape, or form on Twitter that you want. For those of you listening, and I'll select somebody at random next week, and we'll let you know. Okay, Tammy. So to your question. When answering SpeakPipe questions or any sort of questions, especially in this kind of setting, how do I do it? Well, I used to write down my answers in full. I used to script the whole thing. Actually, I can't remember exactly how many episodes it was, but it was for the first sort of dozen or so episodes. I actually wrote out every single answer word for word because I was just scared and I wanted to make sure I caught every single word that was important. And what ended up happening was, yeah, they're good episodes, but when I listen back to them, they are kind of robotic and they don't necessarily sound genuine. Now, they were coming from the heart, of course, so they were genuine, but because they were scripted, it just didn't come across correctly. So I took my own advice, the advice I learned and now teach related to my other podcast, which is just outline, okay? Understand what the transformation is going to be. What are the things that you need to mention? What are the stories that you want to tell? What are the facts that you need to share? Just outline, and that's it. And rely on yourself. Trust yourself to have a conversation with the person on the other end of the microphone, which you should imagine, because that makes it very easy, Tammy, to get rid of that sort of, this is weird, I'm by myself sort of situation. Imagining a person on the other end makes it really helpful. But also having that bullet point list is and trusting yourself is what's going to help you through that and make the episode sound natural. Well, it's not going to be easy at first. It's difficult, but here's the thing. You just do it. And you just trust yourself and you just go, you let go, and you're going to find over time that you're going to get better with this. And I've just now have been only bullet pointing with one or two words per bullet point instead of just long sentences, because now I know what I want to say ahead of time with just those couple words. It triggers the story that I want to tell, or it triggers that fact or thing I want to share, and it always comes out more natural. So Tammy, that's what I would recommend you do. The last thing I want to share with you is, also keep track of your time. So if you have a specific set of time, so two things I want to share. Look at the time, because that helps you make sure that, okay, you're always going to stay on track. It's just a mental thing you do as you're answering questions. Looking at the time keeps you in check in terms of, okay, if you go way too far one way or another, or you start to get off on a tangent, it's going to help you and remind you to get back on track. And then the final thing I want to share with you is, you can practice by doing a live stream. Live streams are a little bit more difficult, actually, because you don't have the opportunity to spend a little bit of time writing out your answers or even coming up with bullet points. I sometimes on live streams will do that because maybe it's a big topic and I do want to mention things that I cover. But again, the live streams, more than anything, are going to help you form that muscle of just trusting yourself. And when you can answer questions live like that on a live stream on Facebook Live or Periscope or whatever, well, that's going to be much easier and translate even better for you on the podcast when answering a speak pipe question, and it's just going to become much quicker for you, and it's just going to become more natural. So Tammy, just do it and try it on live stream, practice, and you're going to get that interactivity in a sort of not, you know, person to person, but one to many sort of feel, and you're going to get that feeling of what it's like to actually talk to somebody on the other end, even though they're not there. Yes, you get the responses and the chat, of course, but then moving that over to the podcast without that, it's going to be a much easier transition. You're going to be much better at communicating answers to your questions in a style where it's like, well, you're just sitting in a cafe talking to somebody like you and I are right now, Tammy. So that's what I would recommend, and hopefully that answers your question. And Tammy, thank you so much again for offering the t-shirt to somebody out there who uses the hashtag AskPat854. I'll select somebody in a week to randomly get that. So thank you for that, Tammy. And thank you, as always, for your support. Also, big thanks to FreshBooks for allowing us to have a 30-day free trial. You can check that out at freshbooks.com/askpat. And remember, this is called Ask Pat, right? So you have to ask your questions in order for the show to stay alive. So we have a lot of them, but I'm always taking more questions. Just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. And then finally, if you want to join me today or any Friday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific, typically, I'm going to be on facebook.com/smartpassiveincome at 1:30 p.m. every Friday to answer your questions live, just like I talked about, right, Tammy? And check it out there, because it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'll see you there. That's facebook.com/smartpassiveincome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Mahatma Gandhi. You must be the change you wish to see in the world. Take care, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. And hey, by the way, if you haven't left a rating or review, I would so much appreciate it. Just head on over to iTunes, look up Ask Pat or Pat Flynn, and find Ask Pat, leave a review there. I read them all. It just motivates me like crazy, and I'm super thankful. Appreciate it, and I'll see you next week. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.